is the Blurred Crusade at 90.1 FM. Todd with you. Of course, we're located in a beautiful Burnaby, British Columbia, on top of the SFU, Burnaby Mountain. And what a great show we have today. We just heard from The Cure, Disintegration from 1989. The Cure in town June 2nd at Rogers. Got my tickets. Are you kidding me? $245 heading down there with the Crazy Norwegian. Looking forward to that. And prior to The Cure, we had Interpol from their debut 2002, the track Obstacle One, and the album Turn on the Bright Lights. And we started it all off with Joy Division from 1980, Colony off of Closer. I just wanted to mention a great show on CGSF called Scream Therapy, and you can check that out Thursdays, 12:30 till 1 a.m. The podcast explores the link between punk rock and mental health, and the show's host, Jason Schurz, also has a book out with the same title, Scream Therapy, A Punk Rock Journey through Mental Health, off of Mansfield Press. So you check that out. Looks like a good read. Right now, another local band. This is Super Distorter.
In the waters of Harbor or Vinland. Yeah, no Vancouver town. When the bridge came tumbling down, when the bridge came tumbling down, and 19 men were drowned in June of 1958 in old Vancouver town. There were 79 men working to build this brand new bridge, to stand the second narrow, connect up with the ridge, till a big one hit the bridge. The rest of men they found. Hey, amongst that twisted girders, one man realized how last night he'd been dreaming and saw before his eyes that big wind on the rise. And the bridge came tumbling down, and 19 steelmen drowned. They saw the bright of the darker night in old Vancouver town. With frogmen in the water, by the cutting torches glow, steelmen from certain death below, and pain will never know. When the bridge came tumbling down, and 19 men were drowned, and 60 more that came ashore, so thankful they were found. Hey, it often makes you wonder, in strength you have the edge, the longest steel beam structure that spans the highest ridge, for the men that built the bridge. For the bridge came tumbling down, and 19 men were drowned, but the other men came back again to lay the new bridge down. So if you're ever crossing this mighty bridge sublime, and 19 scarlet roses pass before your mind, remember and be kind. For the bridge came tumbling down, and 19 men were drowned, so you survived to the other side of old Vancouver town. So you survived to the other side. The other side.
DOA World War III from 1978. This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. And prior to that, we had brand new stuff from Joe Keithley, a track called 19 Scarlet Roses from his spankin' new LP called Stand. That song originally done by Stompin' Tom Connors, and it's all about the Second Narrows Bridge disaster in Vancouver, June 17th, 1958, where sadly 18 iron workers were killed, as well as a diver in the search. A sad tale, but a great song by Joe Keithley. And we started it all off with Super Distorter. I was listening to DJ Meddy's show Wham Bam East Van last week, and Rumblin' Ryan was a guest, Rumblin' Ryan being the guitar player and vocalist from Super Distorter. So good stuff there. And right now we have the Sex Pistols on Blurred. Pistols on Blurred. Thanks for tuning in. If you're listening to our show on Wednesday, Open Mic is up next. And if you're listening to our Thursday repeat, Roots and Berries is coming right up. Adios. I will see you next week.
You've been listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. With your host, Todd McCluskey. Join us again next week for more Blurred Memories.
many things in my time, but the most successful of all was an invention of mine they called Punk-a-Lock. Just our four kids. Make sure they hate each other. Make sure they can't play. There was Steve Jobs. 18 years of age, a brilliant cat burglar. I nominated him guitarist. And there was another fella, a cook, 17 years of age, a phenomenal acrobat in A1 condition, always on time. He had to provide the beat.
Fuck the radio.
I noticed his Dickensian figure. He did not bid for his green hair, but I thought him something out of David Copperfield. I took the opportunity of confronting